It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really, the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed that up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlon Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed was in town. Here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Crawford Services AC and Heating bring you the emergency break of the week. We're going to give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one is named Lauren Withrow. You know who she is?
No.
She works for the Golf Channel, and she was covering the BMW Charity Pro-Am. Former Texas quarterback Vince Young is playing in this tournament, but so is a guy by the name of Everett Sands, who is an assistant football coach at the Citadel. And I don't know if they told her the wrong group, or they told her in her ear as a camera maybe caught Everett Sands walking down a fairway, and they said, well, there's Vince Young right there. Go up and talk to him. This is really cringy, but you'll hear Everett Sands couldn't be a nicer guy about this whole thing, but, man, was it an e-brake on the Golf Channel.
Vince Young playing this week, and he's down with Lauren.
In six seasons in the NFL, arguably one of the best NCAA quarterbacks of all time at Texas, picked up golf about 4 years ago. What's the biggest shift you make going from the ultimate team sport to now the ultimate individual sport?
Now, I apologize. You have the wrong person. I'm Everett Sands over at Citadel, which I'm a football coach. The thing is, the great thing about golf is I'm not only competing against myself, but I'm competing against everybody else.
This is your first pro-am ever played, and what's the best part of being out here?
Well, being out here is a great thing, and having the opportunity to play with some professional golfers is a intimidating thing, but also a great thing.
Good luck this weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it.
See, that's the great thing about playing in a pro-am is that sometimes...
I think it's odd that after he corrected her and said, you know, you got the wrong person.
That she didn't jump back in and go, I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry about that and everything. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. She just kept plowing ahead as if she was going to ask that same list of questions no matter what.
And she just held the microphone up and he goes,
yeah.
So,
and so he had to complete the broadcast.
I feel for the exact same thing happened to me year one of the ticket.
Yeah.
When I'm doing TCU basketball games with Chuck, and I always did the halftime interview, and I said, I don't see anybody here to interview. And Chuck said, right down there at the end of the table is the Phoenix Suns super scout Al Bianchi. He's a legend. So I walked down there and said, Al, could I talk to you at halftime, TCU radio broadcast? He went, what? Yeah, sure, I'll be down there. So he comes down, puts on the headset, come back from commercial break. And so we're back here at Daniel Meyer Coliseum, and our guest is the Phoenix Suns super scout, Al Bianchi. And he said, I'm not Al Bianchi, I'm Scotty Sterling from the Sacramento Kings.
Uh-oh.
And I wanted to kill Chuck at that moment, but I just apologized and plowed ahead with the five-minute interview.
But you didn't, leave the microphone in front of his face and just smile at him.
No. And then at the end of the interview, I thanked him, and he just threw down the headsets and walked off.
Gosh, it's
it was
so
the worst moment of my broadcast career.
Did you ask him questions, and it was all, if you were Al Bianchi, how do you think Al would answer
question? Yeah, how would Al? And Everett even apologizes. He's so nice. Sorry. But,
why is he apologizing? That happened to me. You sent me interviewing one of those dudes, like Boomer or... whoever. Who was that?
And it was, I said it was Phil Sims and it was Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, I'm Boomer.
I may have done that on purpose.
Oh, jerk.
All right, let's cringe one more time.
Vince Young playing this week and he's down with Lauren.
It's 6 seasons in the NFL, arguably one of the best NCAA quarterbacks of all time at Texas. Picked up golf about 4 years ago. What's the biggest shift you make going from the ultimate team sport to now the ultimate individual sport?
Now, I apologize. You have the wrong person. I'm Everett Sands over Citadel, so, which I'm a football coach. The thing is, the great thing about golf is I'm not only competing against myself, but I'm competing against everybody else.
This is your first pro-am ever played, and what's the best part of being out here?
Well, being out here is a great thing, and having the opportunity to play with some professional golfers is a intimidating thing, but also a great thing.
Good luck this weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Just makes you so tense listening to the whole thing.
And then the opening question, she was a little like, such as.
Yeah. Such as, and...
one of the best NCAA quarterbacks in Texas.
In the Texas.
Let me hear from you.
There's Lauren Withrow as candidate number one. Candidate number two, we've talked about this on this show. In fact, I don't know, 20 years, maybe you broke it to me that it's not wheelbarrow, it's wheelbarrow. And yeah, they were having this conversation on the invasion this week when Creighton Branch was running the board. Daddy was out of town, so we had some switching around, and Tyler did some producing. So Creighton was running the board, and they broke this to Creighton live on the air.
You know, growing up, I thought it was a wheelbarrow.
Barrel?
Mm-hmm. It is kind of weird that it's a wheelbarrow.
Barrow.
I thought it was wheelbarrow for a long time. I mean, a long time.
Interesting. I think it was one of those
maybe
words.
Like 2 weeks ago.
It's barrel.
It's barrel.
Barrow.
Barrow.
Whoa. Not barrel.
How about that microphone, Creighton?
Whoa.
There you go.
That's how shocked
you
I was.
You can talk on your own mic.
I know, but like, wait, no way.
Yeah.
Yo.
He's like, I thought they were just cutting blown barrels away. In half.
How did you think you spelled it?
Barrel.
I thought it was wheelbarrow. Yeah. That's not. I'm not making fun of him.
Thank
I thought
you.
That's exactly what it was for the longest.
Like, no, I think you're confirming it for me now.
No way.
But I've probably interchangeably called it wheelbarrow and wheelbarrow. Yeah.
It's barrow, which is a structure that has handles and is used to carry things.
Well, that's way. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I just found that out right now.
Yeah. You attach a wheel to it. Wheelbarrow.
Oh, it does only have one wheel. Whoa.
So there's no such thing as a wheelbarrow?
Nah, man, it's a barrow.
Yeah, I was guilty of that one. I think into my adult life, like Creighton, I thought it was barrel.
Is it one of those cases where it's can be pronounced wheelbarrow, but it's always been spelled wheelbarrow?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know how there's a few of those words
that
like
we
that
we kind of switch over eventually because we're tired of fighting it?
Yeah.
Maybe so. But I just like hearing Creighton in the background going, whoa, wait, what?
So it is excited. A mind blower.
He couldn't even turn on his own microphone. He was so excited as candidate number two. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking of golf, as we were just moments ago, he's back. Craig Rosengarten. And it's funny. He's on the golf show, but that's the word that he has really kind of a hard time
yeah,
with.
Yeah, goff. He calls it goff.
And when they were talking about pure swing golf, he really had a hard time with it.
Do you want to go in there and have him put a Band-Aid on your slice so you can just, you know, maybe hit some more fairways? Yeah, he'd be happy to do that. But if you really want to improve your game over time and go from a 20 handicap to a 15 handicap or from a 10 handicap to a scratch golfer, he'll be able to do that.
Yep. Go to pureswinggolf.com. Pureswing.golf. How many times I got to screw that up? Pure Swing.
At least twice.
Yeah.
pureswinggolf.com.
Thank you.
Eli Jordan with the save there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love that ending. He just didn't know where to go next, and thankfully Eli came in there and helped him out.
You know, he says golf when he's talking about golf, but oddly, he calls Detroit Lions quarterback Jared Goff. Jared Goff is his favorite quarterback.
All right, one more time for Goff.
If you want to go in there and have him put a Band-Aid on your slice so you can just, you know, maybe hit some more fairways, yeah, he'd be happy to do that. But if you really want to improve your game over time and go from a 20 handicap to a 15 handicap or from a 10 handicap to a scratch golfer, he'll be able to do that.
Yep. Go to pureswinggolf.com. Pureswing.golf. How many times I got to screw that up? Pure Swing.
At least twice.
Yeah.
PureSwingGolf.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a new drop for us, a new thank you. All right, so is it the Golf Channel, is it Creighton, or is it Craig Rosengarten? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, it's P1 Mitchell and Haslett. I'm going to have to vote for Al Bianchi. I got to go.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
I guess that's a Lauren vote there.
Okay.
It's misidentified. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Sports. You know what? If you played with your football better than you did your golf ball, I think you'd do great in this game.
Was that supposed to be? Was that Joe Namath or Craig Rosengarten? Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot happening in this call already.
Hey.
My name is Bloody Murder Girl.
Is what?
Bloody Murder Girl.
Oh my gosh.
What? Yeah, and?
I vote for candidate number one. Bloody Murder!
I am so creeped out.
What's going on?
Gosh.
That's right up your alley there, Gordo. A creepy kid calling the show. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, I'd like to vote for Craig Rosengarten and Bad on Size Born Born.
No, no. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the ticket. America's favorite radio station.
This is Cruz and Alito voting for Creighton. And hey, Mavericks, it ain't going to work, buddy.
No, no.
Don't give up yet. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, good morning.
Who's this?
This is your pal, Lisa.
That's combative Lisa.
Combative Lisa. Thanks for coming to Jump Jam.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Time. Yeah. George taught me how to dance.
Ooh. Yeah, sure to dance with
what
Lisa.
What's going on there?
Hey.
There wasn't much going on.
What kind of dancing?
She wanted to have a dance.
A little horizontal dancing?
A little two-stepping. It was fine. It was very innocent.
No, horizontal dancing. My daddy used to call it the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Wheelbarrow?
That wheelbarrow. You bring me that wheelbarrow.
Where'd you grow up?
Wellington, Texas.
West Texas?
That's in the panhandle.
West Texas, yeah. Childress, Memphis, Wellington.
All that.
Okay, Lisa.
All that stuff. All right, so I'll vote for the wheelbarrow.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello, you're on ticket radio. Who wins the e-break?
Beer Swing Golf.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, boys. I'll take Pure Swing Golf.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, hi, this is Triple Fake Joe Biden. Come on, Jack. I just dropped a log in my pants. I'm going to vote for that first gal. Come on, Jack.
Come on, Jack.
Jack.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, hi, musers.
Hey, Triple Fake Tiger.
I'm not Tiger. I'm not sure who you're referring to.
George? No.
I was a top AAA quarterback on the East Coast for 7 years.
Oh, see, George, you made a mistake there.
Misidentified him. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I was thinking. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brick?
James McMurtry's karaoke hotline.
That's a really low level.
Wow, I can barely hear you. This is James McMurtry's stereo hotline?
Yeah, is this it?
Yeah, that's better. Go ahead.
Oh, Granddad grew the dryland wheat, stood on his own 2 feet. His mind got incomplete, and he finish it, Craig.
And put him in the home.
Go. Good job, guys. Happy Friday. Give me two.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Wheelbarrow of Monkeys and Hooter Brown.
Okay, we got a 4-4 tie here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And how are my sexy fellas doing this morning?
Good, I guess.
This is Lollipop, your favorite no-arm stripper from Maximus Gentlemen's Club in Wichita Falls.
Oh, my gosh.
What a callback. Okay.
I love a man who's good with his tongue. Give me Craig.
Okay.
Man, we got a 4-4-4 tie right now. Hi, you're on the ticket. Break the tie.
This little e-break thing that y'all do every Friday has kind of ran its course, don't you think, Georgie?
Well, I don't know. We're doing it today. You going to vote or just be an a-hole?
Hey.
Hey, let me see them diarrhea pants, Georgie.
That's really funny. No, I'm not going to count your vote.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to count your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Boys. I think y'all need to track down that first young lady caller. She's not right. But go ahead and give me that golf guy.
All right.
Okay,
finally
ladies
got
and
a
gentlemen,
winner.
We have a winner. Craig Rosengarten has done it again.
Do you want to go in there and have him put a Band-Aid on your slice so you can just, you know, maybe hit some more fairways? Yeah, he'd be happy to do that. But if you really want to improve your game over time and go from a 20 handicap to a 15 handicap or from a 10 handicap to a scratch golfer, he'll be able to do that.
Yep. Go to pureswinggolf.com. pureswing.golf. How many times I got to screw that up? Pure Swing.
At least twice.
Yeah.
PureSwingGolf.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Die cat.
How many is that?
Well, after 15 votes, that is Craig Rosengarten's 30th e-break win. He is now 107 behind Norman Wheelbarrow Hitzkus.
Thank you.
We had all those votes and not one from Brady Tom or fake Natalie Maines.
How about that?
Crazy.